Hey, good morning. This is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. And today we're going to talk about the heart and the difference between the emotional heart and the spiritual heart. Now, to break it down, to make a long story short, the heart that caters to the emotion, that's in your chest. That's not like your regular heart with the heartbeat. But you ever notice when you're angry, you feel that feeling in your chest. And your heart, like, is around that area. That's the emotional side. The emotions come and go, but the heart's desires never change. And that's the spiritual heart. The spiritual heart is in your stomach on the left side, right? So that gut feeling. Your spiritual heart is your gut feeling. So the emotions, it will definitely come and go. But the spiritual heart's desires never change. So when people say follow your heart, they're talking about your gut. They're not saying follow your emotion. And that's where people get it confused. So know to follow your heart as far as your spiritual heart. Because the desires never change. You may go about it a different way or have different things that you want to do in life, but the desire never changes. It all caters back and comes back to that purpose of core. Like me, I started with music. Everything that I do now is caters to entertainment, and it has something to do with music. That's just my world. And I've been denying it and neglecting it for a while, but I get back to it, and that's what I feel. So my heart's desire, my spiritual heart, which is my gut, always said entertainment, entrepreneurship. The fear always said get a job, work for somebody else, and stay there and be, you know, understanding. But my spirit will not let me or allow me. As soon as I go in there, it works for a while, and then it has to switch over. And that's the frustrating thing about following your heart, your gut. Because you don't know how long you'll be in your season of famine, how long it's going to take you to figure it out, how long it's going to take for you to balance it. You got to go through the downfalls, the tears, blood, sweat, and tears just to get to the understanding part. Once you get to the understanding and you gain knowledge, then you can go about it the proper way. The spiritual path is not easy. It gets easier when you follow your spirit and your heart's desires, your spiritual heart, not your physical, well, not your emotional heart. You know what I mean? So, know what it is, the difference between the spirit and the physical, or the spirit and the emotion, right? I think different. Peace.